9 to 8 on 1494 2AY. You are with Kylie and Kev. Jeez, that's almost a Friday fire-up song, Kylie. What are we going to have to combat that after 8 o'clock, won't we? We have Steve Mamooney from BMG Partners, financial guru. It's what he does for a living. The advice that he gives us each week is general in nature, and we do encourage people to seek their own individual advice based on their financial situations. And this time around, obviously talking, as we say good morning to Stephen, about something that, you know, is one of those side effects of COVID-19 still, but sporting clubs, Stephen, we're seeing uncertainty, I guess, still for a lot of these smaller organisations, aren't we, the country clubs?
Look, I'm a big believer in the value that sporting clubs provide for communities, and I think during, you know, COVID-19 and the isolation, the shutdown, it's more important than ever that the community keep the engagement up, and certainly sporting clubs play a big role in that with their members and supporters. And the big worry is also the junior involvement in sport, and that's an invaluable thing. And how do we keep our juniors involved or get them involved throughout this isolation period? And not only that, sponsors who are able to support their club, you know, how do you provide them with value and appreciation? And a big part of this as well is isolation of volunteers. I mean, a lot of sporting clubs really do rely on their volunteers. And the reality is a lot of volunteers are older members of the community. And so if this is taken away from them, then this opportunity to connect with people and network, then how are they coping? And I think one of the things I've observed on the border in particular is that this hiatus is giving clubs the opportunity to sort of sit back, have a look at their strategies, and giving them permission to implement some changes in their clubs. And so it's not all bad, but I think it's we don't want to lose this engagement, and we want our clubs to be able to survive and get through this and not lose people on the border to sport and being involved in community groups.
So, Stephen, what innovations have taken your fancy? What have you seen? What are you observing specifically that clubs are doing creatively?
Yeah, it's interesting. And, of course, being on the border, you've always got these sort of different rules on either side. I know I was talking to one of the committee members of the How Long Golf Club a month or so ago, and because that's in New South Wales, I was still able to play golf. But the demand was so strong for the course there that they had to limit participants to members with local postcodes. Whereas you contrast that with, say, with Onga Golf Club, and they were closed completely, and they were, you know, but now they're open again, and they're pretty much booked out. Once again, you've sort of got to book in to get into the club and to play golf. And so there's sort of two different stories there about how they're coping with this. But one of the innovations I've been most impressed with is the Ovens and Murray Football Association have organised Terry Dillon, who is a consultant, and he goes around the countryside providing sporting clubs with a service, basically a whole range of ideas on how to organise their club. And he has some really good ideas around, look, how to keep up the communication with your members, and that's probably one thing he did. One of his key things was membership, engaging with volunteers, making sure you've got a lot of volunteers and keep them engaged. One of the things that I know that a couple of the football clubs have taken on board is the idea of, a football club lotto. And I know of a couple of clubs locally who have taken on board and run with that. And they're raising a bit of money for their clubs, but not only that, they're keeping them engaged and having a bit of fun in the meantime. They're doing their weekly draws and doing them via live video and getting dressed up and creating a bit of fanfare and also giving their supporters and their sponsors a bit of appreciation and getting the word out about their services as well. So I think that's a great thing. And just newsletters and updates and about what members of their sporting club are doing. And I think just that sort of thing. And if you keep people involved, You know, I think clubs are going to be able to, set themselves up, so that they can come out of this in a much stronger, environment.
Well, Stephen Mamooney, we can continue on this line, but we do have to get to news and sport in the next few moments. So next week we'll catch up again on the Friday morning and get some more tips and hints as we, I guess, go through different parts of the community that are having to reassess what they're doing. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Kev. Thanks, Kylie. Have a good morning.
Stephen Mamooney from BMG Partners there. We've got 8 o'clock news and sport on the way. It's 4 to 8.